I'm going to read you a quick headline. This is from the Wall Street Journal. U.S. weighs $100,000 fee for foreign students wanting to work after graduation. $100,000 fee. Here's the opening paragraph. The Trump administration is considering attaching a $100,000 price tag on international students' ability to work in the U.S. after they graduate from an American university, according to people familiar with the matter, a move that would make it much less attractive for foreigners to study in the U.S. Now, I suppose that if you are a nativist, a xenophobe, one of these people who are like, immigration's never done anything for the United States, immigrants are taking our jobs, taking our gerbs, and we got to keep them out. I suppose if that's how you think, that the proper orientation for the United States must be to reject all people who want to come here, who want to study here, who want to work here, this sounds great. If you think that, you're an idiot. I'll just say it straight up. You're a dumb person, and I don't respect you. It's mean. If you have any knowledge whatsoever of this country, you recognize that this is a stupid policy. One of this country's great assets has simply been its broad openness to newcomers, all kinds of newcomers. There are times when, as in the moment, there are nativist panics in which people try to expel those newcomers or restrict them. That's the Know Nothing Party in the 1850s. That's the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882. That is the Johnson Reed Act of 1924. But even in the midst of all of that, the arrival of new people, their inclusion in our society, whether or not they assimilate, has been a net positive. And I think the thing you have to understand about this administration and about these anti-immigrant policies is that they are fundamentally based in a notion that it is better to rule in hell than to serve in heaven. It's better to be king of the ashes than to be just another person in a thriving society. They do not care about the ability of the United States to grow and thrive and develop and change. What they care about is an aesthetic. They care about an aesthetic in which people like them are the only ones who have rights that matter, or the only ones who can exercise authority, and you can shut out anyone they don't like. And if achieving that kind of closed off hierarchical society means that the U.S. becomes the kind of stagnant backwater that authoritarian states, both past, present, and future, always become, they'll take it. I really believe this when I say that no one hates this country more than America Firsters. No one hates this country more than MAGA. Their actions prove it. Their actions show it. No one hates this place more than they do.